You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations, and I am very pleased to have back with me in the studio once again the world-famous conductor and gentleman scholar, Martin Picchio, is here from Sound Music. Welcome back, Martin.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is a little bit unusual. If our audience thinks that, gee, I thought we just heard from Martin just about a month ago. You're right, if you're listening. Martin was here just a little over probably 5 weeks ago, five, 6 weeks ago, and we talked about some upcoming shows and some things that Sound Music was doing. And we're back tonight to try to generate some more enthusiasm and some more interest for a wonderful program, and we'll describe that as we go along. But right now, Martin, just maybe give us a word about Sound Music, and what is Sound Music?
Well, Sound Music came back. I shouldn't say came back. Sound Music was formed last year to try to fill the void that a summer music program filled for 20 years. It had been 5 years since it went bankrupt. And so we brought our concert season to Harkness Park last year and had a wonderfully successful artistic success. The reviews were raved by Milton Moore with The Day, and we had around 7,000 to 8,000 people there. But for all the expenses, it was way too much. We went into a deficit, and we're trying to stay alive, to pull this through the eye of the needle, and to preserve classical music in the Eastern Connecticut area. And therefore, this year, Mystic Aquarium has become our presenting sponsor. And we've got three programs, two of which are coming up next week on Friday and Saturday at Mystic Aquarium.
That's wonderful. So we're going to have a chance to hear classical music, the New Haven Symphony Orchestra, correct?
Correct.
You'll be conducting.
Yes.
That'll be on Friday and Saturday.
The 13th and 14th.
Right at Mystic Aquarium. And we'll give you a lot more details about how you can get tickets and the pricing. And we have some very special news for you in that vein, which we'll tell you about in a few moments. But right now, we're going to get to a piece of music that Martin has brought with him. This is a Benjamin Britten piece, correct?
Yes. It's an unusual piece in that it is for a harmonica. And the reason we're playing this is because one of our soloists on these two concerts coming up will be the world-famous Robert Bonfiglio. He exists because he's a legacy from other generations. Probably the first famous harmonica player was Larry Adler. Mm-hmm. And he was an American Jewish harmonica player. And somehow he ended up on the radar or the blacklist.
Back in the 50s?
Back in the 50s of McCarthy.
Yeah.
And so he went to England. He said, if I can't be in my own country, I'm going to go to England. And when Benjamin Britten heard him play and how beautifully he played, he said, I'm going to write a piece for you. So this is the piece that is written for him. However, this piece is being played by Robert Bonfiglio. Listen to it, and I'll tell you a little secret about what else he does a little later in the show.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Martin, perfect music for a nice Sunday evening listening to, getting in a nice mellow mood and preparing for what's coming up on Friday and Saturday. We did not say the name of the piece. It's called Romance. Is that?
Yes.
Romance.
Had we done that, maybe people could have held hands while they were listening to
it. Well, they'll have other opportunities. They could go on Friday night or Saturday night and hold hands while they're at the show.
That's true.
For sound music.
That's true.
And when Martin was here 5 or 6 weeks ago, whenever it was, we announced pricing for this show. I must say that Martin and I kind of worked out the opportunity to bring him back and let our audience know, our wonderful audience that listens to WCRI and all the wonderful classical music that we play on our station, that this concert, without trying to soft pedal it too much, but like a lot of other arts programs, is in danger. There hasn't been the kind of initial response that you might have hoped. So you've taken some very drastic measures, I think, in the fact that you're going to put your money where your mouth is, so to speak. And how are you going to help the audience to become incentivized to come to hear this?
We're hoping that they will love the idea of getting two tickets for the price of one. And that's for all of the tickets there, including our VIP package that was going for $100 for one ticket. And now it's $100 for two tickets. And the general admission prices were at $40. And now there are two tickets for $40.
So two for $40 to an event like this at Mystic Aquarium, which if you break that down, I mean, that's very, very reasonable. That's not a whole lot more expensive than go to see a movie.
And this way, they get to see the aquarium also, which is an admission greater than $20.
Wow.
And they get to be outside under the stars next to the beluga whales. Mm-hmm. And it's a mesmerizing, wonderful evening. But we understand that the times are hard economically, mm-hmm. and I don't take this personally. I think that's important that we all know all of the not only arts, but I mean all performance groups are having similar plights. And
right.
So it's very important that the audience keeps coming, not only for our benefit, but because of the fact that the first thing is to listen and experience this incredibly wonderful eclectic music that we'll be presenting for them.
Right. It is a wonderful opportunity. And by Sound Music taking this very big step and deciding to, you know, when you put a program like this together, you have a budget, you have certain things that you perceive are going to happen. And then when they don't, things, you just have to take your pencil out and sharpen it and make it work. And I hope this is giving everybody the incentive to get out this coming Friday and Saturday. In the meantime, call up now as soon as you hear this program and either go to the website or call for tickets. And they can do that by doing what?
The website is soundmusicct.com.
For Connecticut, so soundmusicct.org.
And the phone number is 860-572-5955, extension 520. That's 860-572-5955, extension 520. They can get those tickets there. We will look forward to them. In fact, I'd love for them to come up and say that they heard Mike and Martin talking together.
And conducting conversations was the incentive for them to come out and do this. Well, I hope that works, and we'll tell you more about that a little bit later. But we're going to get back to some music now with a Barber piece that we played last time. Tell us about this one.
This one is the Adagio that came originally from his string quartet. And it is such a gorgeous piece. The one thing that separates it from many others is that it's, I think, a little less than 9 minutes in length. And it is one incredibly gentle and gradual crescendo to a full fortissimo. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, there is a sudden cutoff, and it's subito pianissimo. It is magical. And it's a very involving, emotional piece. And as a matter of fact, during Kennedy's after Kennedy's assassination,
funeral.
During his funeral, mm-hmm. and the honoring of his statesmanship, mm-hmm. This was the like a signature piece that was played over and over and over again.
All right. Well, the last time we played this, we had to, because of its length and other things that we were talking about last time, we didn't have a chance to play the whole thing, but we promise you, you'll get the whole piece right now, and then we'll be back with more of Martin Picchio.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with Martin PQ, who is the conductor, director of Sound Music, which will be taking place this coming Friday and Saturday at Mystic Aquarium. We'll give you more information about that in a few moments, but we want to keep the music flowing, and Martin has some wonderful experiences from around the world. He has had many things going on in his life in the world of music, but you also play the saxophone besides conducting orchestras, is that correct?
That is, amazingly enough, with all the other things. But in fact, I started my career as a saxophone soloist with the United States Marine Band in Washington.
Wow.
And I led the White House dance band under the Kennedy administration.
I didn't know that. Your fame just gets larger every time I talk to you. But let's get to a piece of saxophone music so people can hear what we're talking about.
Yes. Actually, Alexander Glazunov, a very famous Russian composer, wrote this concerto for saxophone and strings, and I happened to make this recording with the Arkhangelsk Chamber Orchestra in Arkhangelsk, Russia, which is all the way up onto the White Sea, which flows out into the Arctic Ocean.
Now, for those of you listening on the radio, you can't see, but Martin is pointing to where that is on the map in Russia, way up the top there. That's good.
So, this is a fabulously wonderful chamber orchestra, and you will hear the Glazunov saxophone concerto with me playing it and conducting with the end of my horn with this tremendous orchestra from Arkhangelsk.
Excellent. Rather long piece. It's almost 13 minutes long, but we'll try to get the whole thing in.
Thank you.
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. Martin, we tried to get a lot of music in this time and give everyone a little bit of a taste of what they might be hearing at the sound music performance this Friday and Saturday night at Mystic Aquarium. And one of the things we want to do is just tell the people there are other pieces that are going to be performed, obviously, that night. Why don't you just give us a little highlight of that?
Here it is. Well, the program will open with the complete Joseph Suk serenade, of which we'll play a movement as we're going out today.
Okay.
And so we'll open with that. Then we'll come the Glazunov Concerto, and then intermission, and then we will do Dances de Panama by William Grant Still, the first really big black composer in the United States, starting back in the mid-19th century.
Okay.
And then we will do the Barber.
That we talked about earlier, right?
Yes, the Adagio.
Right.
And then we'll do the presentation of Robert Bonfiglio on his harmonica, and he will play a wonderful Stephen Foster medley. And then the surprise I told folks they might have is that he's also a red-hot blues player. They have to come and hear how great his blues playing is.
So we're going to run the whole gamut here. This is going to be a wonderful opportunity here, a lot of different kind of music.
Right.
All under the stars at Mystic Aquarium, Friday and Saturday night, and tickets, as we've announced, that Martin and the people at Sound Music have cut the price of tickets in half, so you can't miss this. You have the opportunity to buy two tickets, general admission, for $40, or two VIP tickets for $100.
Yes.
And that's an amazing opportunity. So if you can do that by going to the website, which is soundmusicct.org. So soundmusicct.org, or the phone number that Martin has there.
It's 860-572-5955, extension 520.
And we can't encourage you enough to get out and support the arts, support this particular program, and let's keep it alive and going. And Martin, I want to thank you for coming back on short notice and being with us here at WCRI and making people aware of this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you, and we appreciate what WCRI does for our larger community. It's the incredible oasis in what could be a fairly vast desert without your classical music.
Well, thank you very much. All right, we'll try to get this last piece in as we go out.
And this will be the Waltz.
All right.
The second movement.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.